With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3,
to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Of course I am. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. Went by quick, didn't it? All that time off just flew by. Well, we got a great show. We're going to empower you some more. Hope you aren't too stuffed with the turkey and all that good eating. But, well, we're going to be talking about mold. Remember, I promised we're going to talk about your lungs and mold. Also, we're going to be talking about, is it possible for us to have sovereign health care? And we'll see how the hour goes, because if we have time, we might even talk about how you can become too alkaline and what you can do to protect yourself from that and what diseases you'll get when you're too alkaline. Yep, there are a few of them. So we'll see how the hour rolls. And a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for our men and women serving in uniform, protecting America, praying for God's hand of protection on them and all of America, all of us. And, of course, we're keeping the folks that were affected by the storm Sandy in prayer, because they're having a rough go. So we got to hit the knees, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, It grows short, so don't neglect that. And we do have a quack report, so let's roll with the quacker. All right, what do we got in the quack report? Oh, the deadly new pertussis strain. Yeah, we got a new pertussis whooping cough strain. And you know what medical experts are saying? We think it's because of the flu vaccine, the whooping cough vaccine. Really? Whooping cough pertussis has reached an epidemic level in the United States. Not hearing that on the Alphabet Network, are you? But it says it's the highest in 5 decades. Majority of the cases are those that have contracted whooping cough are the ones that have been vaccinated with the pertussis vaccination. Scientists suspect now that the vaccines are actually causing an upsurge of whooping cough and contributing to mutations of the original bacterium into a more virulent form of the whooping cough. Whooping cough is, as you know, extremely contagious. It's a disease of the lung that can be contracted at any age, especially dangerous, though, for the children. It begins with a concentration, congestion that's similar to colds, lasts about 10 days, but you get a severe cough that sets in, sounds like somebody whooping when they take a breath. A recovery can take months, depending on how healthy you are. Babies, small kids, of course, highest death rate due to the complications they can get. Now, our current pertussis epidemic is being caused by a deadly new strain called Bordetella pertussis bacterium PTXP3, whatever that means. They're saying the emergence of this new strain is directly connected to the whooping cough vaccine. And guess who they're vaccinating with that stuff? Pregnant women. Mm-hmm. All right, moving along in the quack report. Vomiting virus is sweeping Great Britain. And, of course, you know, this is holiday season, so people going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And, Britain is in the grip of a winter vomiting outbreak, vomiting virus outbreak. Thousands are falling victim to this debilitating vomiting virus. Cases have surged to a 5-year high, according to reports. Outbreaks at dozens of hospitals. Frontline healthcare workers are being struck down also with the virus, leaving them kind of stretched, several medical departments understaffed. Experts say the norovirus bug has arrived early this year, and it'll be a problem that'll worsen over the winter months. Figures from the Health Protection Agency confirmed reports of the virus up 52% over last year. Wow. So they have over almost 2,000 cases since July. Last year they had this time about 1,300. Now, 45 hospitals have been forced to close off their wards and find space for patients elsewhere while they carry out a deep cleaning, try to get rid of the thing. Very contagious. You could touch an elevator button and get this, or, a computer keyboard or a door handle or a gas pump. Everybody pumps gas. Also, grocery carts, office phones, you can pick it up just about anywhere. Now, you know what? I got a secret for this. Secret to dealing with vomiting viruses. Here it is. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. It'll stop the vomiting in 30 minutes. And if you have the other end going, a little bit of diarrhea, stop that too. Here's what you do. You combine slippery elm inner bark with ginger root and fennel seed and peppermint leaf. Now, if you got them in extracts or tinctures, you take a full teaspoon of each. And you can put it in a little bit of water, like an ounce of water if you want to. And take that. And it'll stop the dry heaves and the vomiting in a skinny minute. Yes, yes. Thank me later. What else we have in the quacker? Let's see. Ooh, if you're going to Australia for the holidays, get ready for red tide because they have red seas over there, algae bloom. Yeah, kind of like, what the Bible said would be signs of the latter days. Red oceans, Blood red. I'm talking blood red. If you look it up on the internet, it's just crazy. Large numbers of fish are, you know, have perished. The algae bloom has high ammonia, which they tell swimmers don't swim in it because it can cause skin rashes and eye irritation. So tourists, if you're going to Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia, you may not have to take your bathing suit, folks. Well, unless you go into the pool. Yeah, the pools are okay. You know, the hotel pool. Going to be crowded in the hotel pool. What else we have in the – last but not least in the Quack Report, have you ever wondered what the highway patrol cop's going to look like in the future? Maybe it won't be a robotic unicycle, but it could be an aerial drone. You ever think about these things? Well, the L.A. Auto Show thinks about these things. They had their annual design challenge, and they wanted to know what a patrol car of the future would be look like, and would it be manned, self-driving, armed, you know, with robots? I don't know. So, you know, as a self-defense sector, robots potentially offer law enforcement agencies a force that multiplies manpower, but with fewer real officers, possibly. Well, at the Design Challenge LA Auto Show, they asked their automotive industries to send them their most advanced design to speculate on the possible future of what the Highway Patrol will look by 2025. And let me tell you, it's crazy stuff you see on that thing. It's like something out of iRobot. Yeah, entries from GM, Subaru, BMW, and Honda showed a lot of imagination. That's right. The future is going to be crowded, they said, with lots of traffic jams and very, very automated. So in the next 15 years, there is a strong chance that at some point, we will find ourselves receiving moving violations from autonomous systems, you know, gadgets, not really human anything, you know, some kind of RoboCop, I guess. So, you know, forget about pulling the tears for speeding. I ain't gonna work. And that wraps the Quack Report. Yeah, do you suppose maybe, you know, there was a bee in my car, Mr. Officer Robot? Do you think that would work? I don't know. Make sure you blow the dust off the dead bee before you show it to it, you know, because, you know, I'm sure with those you know, bionic eyeballs, they'll be able to pick up the dust. All right, moving along here. We're going to talk about mold. And how it affects your lungs, especially, you know, that Storm Sandy that hit the northern seaboard, you know, it brought a lot of flooding. And with that, you know, comes the threat of infections from mold. And what is mold? Well, it's a fungus, and it's found outdoors as well as indoors. But science doesn't really know precisely how many species of mold exist. But it's estimated that we deal with thousands of mold spores. Now, if it's warm and damp or humid, you can bet mold is around spreading its spores. Now, of course, mold doesn't have to be in a tropical location to survive, but it's actually pretty hardy, and it can survive even in dry conditions. So, now, have you ever seen dried mold, let's say, on a compressor fan? I have. It kind of looks like white dust. And then the fan, when the fan is moist, the mold accumulates on it. And then when the fan, you know, is idle, you know, for a time, it'll dry on the blades. So when the fan is not in use, the mold dries up and it becomes airborne later when you start the thing up again, and it can cause some serious health problems for people. Now, we're going to talk about the least four common indoor molds, yeah? And we're also going to take a look at mold as a health hazard, and it can expose us to all kinds of problems and what we can do to protect ourselves from it. So let's talk about some of the common, more common indoor and outdoor molds that we come in contact fairly regularly. Not the least common, but the most common. Cladosporum, this is one of them, it likes to live in dead plant material. So if you have indoor plants at your home or office, you most likely have this mold in your home or office. And there's about 500 species of spores from this type of mold, and it can be wind dispersed, and it grows on moist surfaces and on even on food. So this kind of mold produces an olive green or brown or black looking mold, kind of has a mold colony going on any kind of surface. So can this mold cause health problems? Well, most infections are on the skin or maybe on your toenails. However, it can cause sinusitis and pulmonary problems, a lot of allergy symptoms, which could convert to a respiratory infection like pneumonia. But asthmatics, they have problems with respiratory diseases and are usually very sensitive to mold, and prolonged exposure can weaken their immune systems. So typically, not going to have the house plants if you have, asthma. The next one we're going to look at is the Penicillium. It's another mold fungus in our environment and is a major source in the production of antibiotics. So this mold kind of attracts gram-positive bacteria, and it became an antibiotic drug in the 1930s. And we have about 300 species of this type of mold, and it's very common type. You'll find it on, it's a rotting mold, likes apples a lot. You ever see those little black, dark spots on apples? That's what it is. And the mold can disperse on surfaces, and when it does, it kind of goes out in a branch-like pattern. If you looked at it under a microscope, it looks like, trees. That's what it looks like. All right, well, let's talk about the next one. Alternaria nara is a mold responsible for your allergies, like hay fever. And it can cause an asthma attack, but rarely causes an infection unless the immune system is suppressed. Now, where do you find this mold? Well, we have 380 different species thus far. And according to the University of California, you're going to find it on crops like your apples, broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, potatoes, Chinese cabbage, tomatoes, bok choy, and citrus foods. Now, ornamental plants and weeds can also carry this mold, and this mold is easy to spot. It produces a dark black or brown spot in a circular pattern, and it also can produce a little fuzzy mold with it. Yuck. I know. Yuck. Okay, the last one is Aspergillus, and it offers us humans several hundred species of spores found all over the globe, and this is an airborne fungus. Wherever there is oxygen, there is going to be this mold, Aspergillus. And it grows on surfaces, and it particularly likes to grow on starchy foods like your bread and your potatoes. So you're going to find this mold on plants, trees, on damp walls, as well as on major components. It's a major component of mildew, basically. So this is the mold that can cause disease in animals and in humans, and a full range of diseases can be caused by this species of mold. It causes skin lesions, ulcers, and if your immune system's on the weak side, you can suffer from asthma, severe allergies, and other lung conditions. So it's not common for this mold to initiate a lung infection or infections of other organs. So be careful with that one. That would be the one you want to avoid, particularly if you are asthmatic. Let's talk about some symptoms. What can you expect if you come in contact with mold spores that don't agree with you? Well, the most common symptoms are going to be nasal stuffiness, eye irritation, wheezing, or skin irritation. Now, if you are hyperallergic, have allergies, you may have more severe reactions such as, shortness of breath, fever, chronic lung infections, obstruction of the airway, And, of course, mold infestation of the lung. Bad. It's bad. So indoor mold exposure can be more dangerous to your health. And in 2004, the Institute of Medicine compiled evidence on illnesses when exposed to indoor mold spores, and the upper respiratory tract is affected, and it can cause coughing, difficulty breathing, asthma symptoms, etc. Those with sensitive lungs or with low immunity can develop pneumonia from this mold. And in 2009, a study by the WHO, World Health Organization, they documented that mold may be a prime factor in otherwise healthy children developing asthma. Interesting. And so, you know, this is what we have. Mold. We need mold control. Do we have any mold control volunteers out there? You ever clean up that mold? It's on your shower. You know, how about that pink stuff that grows in your shower? You know, on your shower curtain, you're always scrubbing it down with some Lysol or something. Something to get it off of there. Well, you know, we got a lot of that going on. So when it comes to the food sources and the agricultural community, they use fungicides. But they use fungicides with copper in them. That's what they do. That's right. And so when the mold is found in buildings and invades the ductwork in your air vents, ultraviolet light provides successful anti-molding precautions. It stops the spread of the spores. In the fall, when you're raking or blowing your damp leaves, it is best to protect your lungs by wearing a mask and gloves because mold can grow in those wet leaves. Now, if you're cleaning out flooded areas like basements, precautions have to be taken to prevent the spread of mold. You want to ventilate the area really well, wear protective clothing, non-porous gloves, protect your eye, protective eyewear, and a mask. Now, the CDC recommends cleaning up the area with soap, water, or bleach, one cup of bleach for every gallon of water. But don't mix bleach with ammonia or other cleaning products because you're going to produce toxic fumes if you do that. So areas larger than 10 square feet, they say, may require professionals who can follow some mold remediation protocols. So if it's, you know, mold everywhere, it may be just too big a project for you. You have to call in the specialists, the mold busters, you know. Now, here's some areas to avoid. If you are sensitive to mold, there are areas that will contain high amounts of mold spores, such as antique shops, especially those that are selling old books. Yeah. Greenhouses, saunas, farms and mills where they, you know, process grain. Also, construction areas, flower shops, and summer cottages. They're all going to make your allergies kick up. So if you have a problem, who should you see? Well, let's say you suspect you may be infected with a mold spore. What health professional would be best to see to determine a diagnosis? Well, if you have been exposed to fungus mold, I most likely would avoid going to an allergist. I know that seems like, you know, that would be someone you'd want to go to, but you'll want someone trained in spotting toxic levels of mold, and most allergists have not been trained in the environmental medicine area. So you want to face it, if you have a fungus infection, allergy shots aren't going to be the answer anyway. You may have been exposed to maybe mycotoxin mold that produces myotoxin, mold that produces a myotoxin, and you really don't need vaccines, allergy shot toxins entering your body to help you with that. It's just going to stress your system more. So my opinion is the allergist is pretty much going to guess at your diagnosis. And you want someone that you can that can identify mold spores, which are colonizing in your body and spreading. That's right. Probably an infectious disease guy. Get a diagnosis, you know, rule it out. If you don't want their course of treatment, you can look at alternatives, but at least you can know what you're dealing with to know where to go. So what does mold do? Well, Mold causes several diseases in the human body, and not everyone will react the same. Obviously, we have covered the respiratory distress area, but we can add difficulty swallowing, choking, you feel like you're choking, vomiting, burning sensation in the throat and in the lungs, irritable bowel syndrome, sharp abdominal pains, and stomach lesions. Now, major organs of the body can react, such as your bladder, your liver, spleen, and kidneys. And some report they have a dirt-like taste in their mouth, and they get a coated tongue. Mold can also cause memory loss, slurred speech, dementia symptoms, vision problems, and swollen glands. Also, people report headache problems, thyroid problems, and may even have yellowing of the nails, ringing in the ears, and a balance problem where they feel off kilter. Hair loss and blood pressure issues also can be in the mix, as well as weight loss and fatigue, also on our list of symptoms. So you can see why it would be best to find someone who would not misdiagnose you, but simply put you in and then just put you on like heart medicine or thyroid meds. That would not be helpful. So even short-term exposure to mold can cause permanent health issues such as hearing, sight, balance, and memory problems. So you can search more of a complete list of symptoms. You can go to moldsurvivor.com/symptoms and look at the long list. It's pretty intense list. I didn't have time to list them all. All right, and here's an interesting thing. I want to make a quick mention that healthy cholesterol helps the human body defend itself from mold spores. So if you are on, calcium blockers, channel blockers, you're on anti-cholesterol medicines, you're going to be more susceptible to mold spores. So you need antioxidant protection. And that's going to be part of your healthy cholesterol. So your cholesterol has antioxidant protection to assist your immune system to protect your skin even from mold. So if you're taking prescription cholesterol medicines, you're going to be more vulnerable to those mold spores. So what do you suppose you could do to help you out? Well, there are certain herbs that will power up the immune system to help defend you against mold. You can use garlic. Studies have been done on garlic to show it kills mold spores. Black walnut and barberry bark are also powerful herbs that also destroy fungus in a skinny minute, basically. So you can power up with that. If you need help, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have black walnut. They have barberry bark. They also have garlic in several of their immune-boosting formulas, like the all-in-one, the immune booster, for instance. Also, relaxation formula and thyme tincture, they have that. That helps make breathing easier if you tend to have a spasm reacting to mold spores. So you can pick up even a pneumonia kit there to power up your immunity. Help you breathe easier as well. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Get a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. The website is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And right now through Wednesday, so we have one more day left, they have a free ship offer. On orders over $35, so $35 or more, we'll get you free ground ship in the continental U.S. There is a coupon code right there on the homepage that you can plug into the shopping cart and use that to get free ground ship now until Wednesday. So one more day on that free ground ship. So if you're thinking about powering up immune system or organ cleansing, you can do it now and get free shipping. Or call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and mention it. Mention the free ship offer, and they'll take care of it for you over the phone at 866-229-3663. We're taking a break. More health news on the other side.
We were born to be alive. Born to be alive. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk, I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we're here to empower you. Thanks for being with us. We're so glad you're here on American Voice Radio, Herb Talk Live. It's always good to have you. And now we're going to talk about, is it possible to have sovereign health care? So what would it be like to have sovereign health care? What the heck is she talking about? Well, most countries are at a loss to know what having sovereign health care would mean. Now, the dictionary defends sovereign as independent of all others. So sovereignty is what made the United States unique. And, you know, because of the experience our ancestors had with Great Britain, you know, moons ago, the 13 states did not want repeated threats to the sovereignty of the United States. So, therefore, the Articles of Confederation were drafted in 1777, and they were ratified in 1781. And this document says the states are sovereign and independent from the federal government. So the states don't have to take the orders from central government. It'd be kind of like asking permission to elope. So, however, today many Americans have kind of lost this fear of a powerful central government. And the ramifications on individual sovereignty and healthcare are dangerously significant. Let's talk about the powers, because with the Article of Confederation, Congress was given by the power to regulate the following: foreign affairs, war, postal service, appoint military officers, Indian affairs, borrow money, determine currency values, and issue credit. And that's it. The states did not give the federal government, Congress, any power to enforce its requests over the individual states. So the states were self-governing. And the Articles of Confederation reflect the spirit of America. Now, they were enforced until about March of 1789, and then the Constitution went into effect, and this is when the central government started to work its way to grab more power. At this juncture, the federal government had no independent executive, no veto of legislation, or a judicial branch. The proceedings in each state were honored by all the states. The only judicial authority Congress had was to arbitrate disputes between states. So Congress could not levy taxes, and the government was actually financed by donations from states based on land mass. Can you imagine? Let's see, a raise of hand on which states want to donate money to the federal government. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, any amendment to these articles, though, required a unanimous approval by all the states. So you can bet that the states, for the most part, ignored a bossy Congress, which at the time was powerless to enforce the states or the people, that be you and me, to do anything. So can you imagine Congress telling our ancestors what kind of health care they can have and being taxed for it? Can you imagine the states getting the congressional bill, literally, for bailing out the banks and other private industries? In the 1700s, men had courage, and they would have marched on Washington and tarred and feathered the politicians. So you can read more about the Articles of Confederation at barefootworld.net. Very cool. Well, anyway, a little history. But my question now is, are you sovereign? In all the political haze, we forget that we ourselves are sovereign and answer only to one authority. Do you know who that is? It's God. Now, you can read how Jesus taught this in Matthew 22, verses 15 to 22, and Mark chapter 12, verses 12 to 17, when, you know, the politicians and the priests of the day asked if it was lawful to pay tribute or taxes to Caesar. Remember that question? Jesus asked to see the tribute money, and they gave him a coin that was equivalent to about a penny. And Jesus asked, well, whose image and subscriptions on the coin? And they answered, Caesar's. Well, Jesus said, well, give to Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and give to God the things which are God's. And they went away mad. They were hoping to catch him in a catch-22, the law of God and the law of man, you know. The point that Jesus was making is that everything belongs to God. So when you give to God what is his, there's nothing left over for Caesar. Think about it. You come into this world with nothing, you leave with nothing. God owns everything. So all your rights and sovereignty come from God, not from man. Not from government. People tend to forget that. Well, let me read you John 18, verse 37. It says, the reason why I was born, the reason why I came to the world is to testify to the truth. Anyone committed to the truth hears my voice. See, that's why they were all mad at Jesus, because he was kind of reaching people with truth, saying, hey, you know, you're being victimized. You're being hoodwinked by these power people, these greedy, powerful people. And so he was helping wake up the people, and that's why they wanted to kill him. Well, one of the reasons. Well, let me ask you this. Well, let me just say, you're actually, though, the final arbitrator, the arbiter. So we all know by now that, you know, there is no profit for the medical establishments and the drug companies to manage, to cure your disease. They make their money. They make more profit managing your disease rather than curing you. You know that by now, right? I think most people are waking up to that. We all know by now that the media is owned by the pharmaceutical companies, right? We all know by now that a majority of the licensed medical doctors must be loyal to the drug companies and the government or lose their income. We all know by now that drug trials and a majority of the medical studies are sponsored by the drug companies and pay the medical journals to publish articles in favor of their drugs, regardless of the dangers. We know that, right? That's been coming out in the last 12 months. We all know by now that lobbyists for the drug companies have compromised the laws to protect the drug companies at our expense. And drug companies and the medical establishment are not in business of disease prevention. Therefore, when it comes to your personal well-being, you are your own judge. No government has the authority to take that from you. So educating yourself on how to avoid disease with healthy food, a healthy lifestyle, and natural therapies is your only chance at living life with vitality. I mean, living life on a lifetime worth of drugs, how's that helpful? How is that freedom when you're bound to the drug? You can't take the drug, you can't survive. That's terrible. Let me read you this interesting quote by Sam Pasco, or Pasco. He says, Christianity started in Palestine as a fellowship. It moved to Greece and became a philosophy. It moved to Italy and became an institution. It moved to Europe and became a culture. It came to America and became an enterprise. End of quote. Whoa. Spot on there, Sam. So an enterprise is a business, right? Christianity, though, is supposed to be a body, you know, a relationship with the Lord. So when a body becomes a business, isn't that a prostitute?
Ooh.
That excerpt, by the way, is from the book Where Are the Shepherds by Dave Dottermeyer and Gregory Thompson. So most medical physicians do not allow themselves or their families to be vaccinated, and doctors take an oath to do no harm to the brotherhood of humanity. But when they become loyal to the drug enterprise, which keeps them in business, what else can you call this but prostitution, guys? Well, I have no doubt that the spirit of America and our longing to be healthy and sovereign is still alive. Yes, it is. It takes courage. It takes effort. It takes persistence to defend our God-given sovereignty. But God blesses all of you who make the commitment to educate yourselves on how to be healthier and then do it. You are the ones Apothecary Herbs keeps their doors open for. You are the ones Apothecary Herbs makes certified organic products for. You are the ones Apothecary Herbs publishes health information for. Now, if you're looking for sovereign health care, look no further than to get the assistance of those at Apothecary Herbs certified organic herbal formulas for your immune system and cleanses to protect your organs. It's a major prevention plan against disease. So call the folks, Apothecary Herbs, get your free product catalog. It's easy. You pick up the phone and dial 866-229-3663. or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, and your first step to sovereign healthcare has begun. So you can jumpstart your sovereign healthcare and use their coupon on their homepage or mention the free ship. It's through tomorrow, and you can get what you need and save on the shipping. Okay, we got a few minutes, so you know what? I'm going to just jump in to our next topic on, is it possibly too alkaline, way too alkaline? Well, I'm sure you've heard from health experts to not allow your pH to get off and your system become too acidic, or you can invite serious diseases like cancer. Well, the facts are that disease can exist in either an acidic or alkaline environment. You just don't want to swing too far in either direction and give disease a foothold. Well, you're going to understand what I mean in a minute. I want to talk about the dairy industry for a second, because you're going to see more reports coming forth soon regarding the health problems that dairy products are causing. One story out of the UK by scientist Jane Plant, she published her discovery while she was undergoing treatment for breast cancer. She was getting chemo. So Professor Plant is a geochemist and chief scientist at the British Geological Survey. Her book that she wrote is titled Your Life in Your Hands. And she founded the B Cup Foundation to promote the truth about the contribution dairy or milk products make to breast cancer. So Professor Plant was awarded Britain's highest science award, called Lord Killigan Prize, for her work. But in a nutshell, she and her husband noticed that in the Western world, 1 in 10 women get breast cancer. In Ireland, 1 in 14 get breast cancer. And in China, 1 in 10,000 women get breast cancer. Why? Well, women in China avoid milk products like the plague. You won't see them eat yogurt, cheese, ice cream, milkshakes, pudding, or drink milk of any kind. After 6 rounds of chemotherapy, Professor Plant removed the milk from her diet, and she scrutinized every label for hidden milk, and her tumors disappeared completely. She had no remission of symptoms. She was totally cured of it, reversed it by removing the milk. You could read more about her story at alkalizeforhealth.net/notmilk. You know, no milk. Okay, let's talk about some of the studies real quickly. Scientists have known for some time that there's been this link between milk and breast cancer, prostate cancer, and, you know, just plain cancer. Epidemiological and cultural studies around the world have proven there's this correlation between the consumption of dairy products, especially whole milk, and cheese products with the number of cases of cancer. There's a direct connection. Now, in 1977, scientists compared the incidence of breast cancer in Japan, and they found a significant increase in both the consumption of the dairy products and the occurrence of breast cancer in urban areas. Yeah. Now, hey, you know, milk's a universal allergen. Cow's milk has been identified as the most common universal allergen. Now, the number two most common allergen is wheat. Bottom line is, if you want to eliminate your food allergies, say goodbye to and say goodbye to the infections they cause, like upper respiratory infections, sinusitis, pneumonia, ear infections, digestive disease, asthma, and even cancer, then you'll want to switch to a non-animal milk source, such as, you know, almond or rice milk. And by the way, cheese is a concentration of milk by 10 times. Because some people say, well, I don't drink milk. But they forget about the cheese, you know. They just don't make that connection that, you know, oh, yeah, that is dairy. All right, well, let's talk about osteoporosis, because some people say, well, if I don't have milk, what about my bones? Well, there is this misconception that if you don't have cow's milk, you're going to get osteoporosis. Even the World Health Organization knows that the scientific studies show that when you consume milk as a calcium source, your body's only going to absorb about 18%. And there's no guarantee that all that calcium is going to end up in your bones. So bone health is also tied to minerals and hormones, folks. So if you have to ask yourself, how does that bloody cow develop strong bones and lots of muscle when it doesn't consume milk past the weaning stage? Well, cows eat greens. That's how you get calcium. Let me read you this quote by Sally Fallon, founder of the Weston Price Foundation. She said, pasteurization destroys enzymes, diminishes vitamin content, denatures fragile milk proteins, destroys vitamin B12, kills beneficial bacteria, promotes pathogens, and is associated with allergies, increased tooth decay, colic in infants, growth problems in children, osteoporosis, arthritis, heart disease, and cancer. And she's correct. I've read a lot of the studies on all that, and milk is in there, dairy products. And, you know, and you got to ask yourselves, do we have healthy cows? We have 9 million cows in the United States, which are not, they're not to be classified as healthy. And this is why. Nearly half have bovine leukemia virus. The other half has Crohn's disease bacterium, believed to cause irritable bowel syndrome in humans. The other have artificial RGBH growth hormones injected into them, and it promotes disease in humans. And then, of course, we have cows that could have prion disease. Well, you can check out Dr. Robert Cohen's book called Milk, the Deadly Poison. Seems the hormones that they inject into the cows affect how humans metabolize the milk product. And one glass of milk can flood your blood system with excessive estrogen, increasing your risk of breast cancer. You can check some of that out at nobreastcancer.net. What about raw milk? Is that any better? That's another question people ask. Well, before the Industrial Revolution, people consumed raw milk. Farming methods, though, have changed, and milk went from a farming method to a factory method. So people moved away from the farms, the agricultural lifestyle, and they no longer owned livestock, which they could milk every day. So it depends, really, though, on who you ask whether raw milk is healthy or bad for you. But raw milk contains proteins, good bacteria, enzymes, and hormones made by phosphoprotein, and that's made, you know, by the cow. But the pasteurization process purposely removes that phosphoprotein, and you have to ask why. The phosphoprotein is sold as fillers for other foods like ice cream. It's also used in manufacturing of other products like fabrics, adhesives, and plastics. So why would the dairy industry include it in your milk when they can sell it to other industries for more money? So the pasteurized milk product also has reduced amounts of vitamins like B6 and especially reduced amounts of vitamin C. So compare it to the raw one, and you can see that the raw one has more nutrition. Well, let's talk about the discovery. In the 1800s, scientists discovered a trace mineral called boron. Studies proved that boron was essential for plants to be healthy. Nearly 100 years later, it was discovered that boron plays a vital role in the metabolic mechanism for healthy human bones. So what happens if you don't have adequate amounts of boron? Well, you will experience an exodus of both your calcium and magnesium through your urine. And as you lose boron, there's a rapid stage of demineralization that takes place, which causes severe osteoporosis. So women who are premenopausal are at a higher risk of osteoporosis if they begin to lose boron. Scientists and physicians have known for years that animal milk does not provide the required minerals of boron and magnesium for the calcium in the milk to be properly metabolized and absorbed. So consuming cow's milk will actually lead to the development also of heart disease, as I mentioned. Minerals important to the heart, too. Well, let's talk about milk. It's political. It really is, folks. Everything today seems tied up in politics. The National Dairy Council is a nonprofit and is funded by dairy farmers and also funded by checkoff dollars. The American Dairy Association, also a nonprofit, was created to assist dairy farmers and is funded by dairy farmers and the checkoff dollars. Now, there is a local chapter of the National Dairy Council in each state, so you can go to nationaldairycouncil.org, check it out. The dairy industry is controlled by unions. So checkoff dollars refers to union dues that are mandated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So the beef and the soy industry have a similar structure. So the function of the nonprofits is to drive consumer spending onto dairy products, even if it means suppressing scientific research that exposes it as a hazardous product to your health. Well, so how do you balance, Miss Wendy, how do we balance our pH? How do we get real calcium? How do we, you know, not worry about our bones or heart disease or cancer? Well, so how do you balance your pH and get healthy calcium? Well, you can get your natural calcium with the required uptake of the minerals of the magnesium and boron in your foods, the whole foods, your nuts, your seeds, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower. If you want a list of calcium-rich foods and herbs, you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you their calcium food list. It's free. You can get it through email or through the regular mail. And you can work that into your lifestyle. Remember that cow? He eats greens and has strong, healthy bone, muscle, connective tissue. And that's what's going to happen to you. Don't have to eat grass, of course, but green. Vegetables. So if you want that list, just simply call Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663, or you can email your request off the powerherbs.com website. By the way, citrus foods act as alkaline food sources in the body to establish a balanced pH, so don't forget that. So if your bone health, though, is compromised, you're really worried about it, you can give your body a needed boost with some calcium-rich herbs in a concentrated liquid, which is instantly absorbed. There's no digestion required. So you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask them about their calcium formula. And typically, you can reverse osteoporosis in about 4 months. So for females, if you're wanting a natural way to help with your estrogen hormone balance, ask about the herbs in their female formulas, the cycle balancer or the maturity formula. And of course, for guys, we have a male hormone formula for you and lots of cleansing and immune boosting products that will keep you on the upswing and out of the doctor's office. You can call toll free and get a free product catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And don't forget, go on the website and get the coupon on the homepage about the free shipping. Plug it into your shopping cart and receive your products for less money, no shipping expense. Or you could just mention it if you want to phone in an order. Listen, sign up for the newsletters, too, for free coupon discounts as well. Gotta go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease, but seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician. Hey, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.